Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Tori's back.
Yay.
She's back, and I think she's feeling good.
Much better.
We are picking up with our last day of this devotional, day 5 of the Freedom From Sin devotional on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Psalms 103, verse 12, and it says this. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west.
The devotional is titled, Forgiven and Free. It says, the accuser says, feel guilty and condemned for all the things the Most High has had to do for you. Deliberately refuse to listen to him, because the more you listen, the more he'll say. Beth Moore. No matter what you've heard in your past, we want to make sure you hear the truth in your present and future. There is no sin you can commit that can't be forgiven by our good God. Nothing. The deep, dark secret you've committed? Forgivable. The person you've betrayed? Forgivable. The hateful words you've spoken? Forgivable. There may be something coming to mind that makes you hate yourself. We all have had those moments. But just simply confess it, receive forgiveness, and live free. It really is that simple. In fact, it's as easy as this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that blank was wrong. Please forgive me for my sin. Help me turn from my sin and walk in the freedom you offer me. Many of us have a hard time forgiving ourselves. It could be that people in our lives continue to remind us because they haven't forgiven us, and there's nothing we can do when someone won't forgive us for hurting them. We can only do what we can do and pray their hearts will soften. We also can't forget that our spiritual enemy comes at us with darts that are simply doubts. He whispers, did God really forgive you? And with that question, doubts and concerns fill your mind because the last thing he wants for you is to feel forgiven and free. But you are forgiven and free. God has forgiven you for your past sins, and he'll forgive you for your future sins. Stand on it. Jesus has gone before you. His death covered all sins. And that means all of yours, all of everyone's sins. His sacrificial act on the cross settled this issue. As a Christ follower, you have forgiveness of sins, abundant life on earth, and eternal life in heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross for you. He is your advocate. Claim God's truth in 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. All really does mean all.
There is a sentence that really stuck with me. The sentence was, I'm going to read the last part of it that says this. The last thing the enemy wants for you is to feel forgiven and free, mm-hmm. but you are forgiven and free.
Yeah.
And I know the times I've fallen into sin and just willingly committed sin. Mm-hmm. Those are the times that afterwards I don't want to like ask for forgiveness. I don't mm-hmm. want to pray. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put on worship music. I don't want to talk to someone who's going to convict me.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like a massive hypocrite. It's like, how can I say, Lord, I love you, and then commit this gross act or sin or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. but that's literally what the enemy wants you to experience. Now, granted, yeah. I do want to be sensitive. We should never abuse his grace.
Yeah.
But that grace sets us free mm-hmm. from the bondage of sin.
From the shame.
And from the shame. And what that shame looks like in my life is that whenever I do commit a sin, I feel ashamed. So I feel worse about myself. So then I run to another sin to try to feel something, mm-hmm. to try to feel okay. Because I shame makes you hate yourself. And when you hate yourself, you'll do things to try to feel like numb. Mm-hmm. And so then you run to another sin. And then that sin makes you not want to talk to God even more. So then you run to another. Spiral. And it's that bondage where you just get trapped into it, where you're just bound by this self-perpetuating cycle of sin. Mm-hmm. But his grace sets us free from that. And that's why I love Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that he has set us free. Therefore, do not yoke yourselves to the chains of slavery again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that verse because it means that it's in our hands. Like God has already sent his son Jesus to die for us, meaning Jesus knew he had to die because we were going to sin. And so there was parts of my story where I, just like the devotional said, had a really hard time forgiving myself. Because in my head, I'm like, I know God forgives me. I know that, you know, his word says that he wipes my slate white as snow. And I'm like, but I don't see myself that way. I'm having a hard time seeing myself the way God sees me. And I had to remember that when I allowed shame to take over my thoughts and I didn't receive truly his forgiveness, I was cheapening what Jesus did on the cross for me. I was saying, Jesus, what you did was not enough. So I'm going to continue punishing myself because your punishment was not great enough for what I've done. And that, when I thought of it that way, it truly broke my heart. Like it really did. Mm-hmm. It broke my heart and it changed the way I viewed shame, because I really do feel like shame is such an attack of the enemy. And let me just point this out. Shame and conviction are two very different things. Shame will lead you to isolation. Conviction leads you to the cross.
Yeah.
Conviction says pivot, ask for forgiveness, and no longer yoke yourself to the shackles that you were in, the cycle of sin. And because there were so many times where I'm like, well, I'm already so far gone. I've already committed this before. So I'm already dirty. I'm already, you know, I'm too far gone. And that's the lie from the enemy, because just like this devotional said, you are one prayer away from experiencing his forgiveness.
Yeah. And when you look in scripture before that first sin was committed, mm-hmm. you look at what the enemy did.
Yeah.
He attacked what God had said to be true.
Yeah. Makes you question.
And he said, did God really say that?
Yeah.
And so whenever you're doubting if God truly forgives you, if God truly loves you,
yeah,
that's literally enemy saying, did God really say that about you?
Yeah.
But not about you. Yeah. Surely not about you and what you've done.
Right.
You ready to pray us on out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for reminding us of your truth, Lord, so that when the enemy comes with his questions that instill doubt in our minds, Lord, of have you really forgiven us, that you would remind us to look to your word, the book of truth, the only truth, where you say, because of the blood of Christ, we are forgiven and we can walk in freedom. Lord, right now I pray for the person who can hear my voice, who doesn't truly believe that they're worth forgiving. Lord, I pray that they would experience your redemptive power, that they would feel you so close today, that they would start to see themselves through your eyes and not their own, that no attack of the enemy would get to them, Lord, that the daggers that he sends would bounce off, Lord, their shield of faith. Lord, remind them of whose they are today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now is that perfect time, as always, mm-hmm. to throw in the worship music, break out the journal, or just continue in prayer.
Yeah.
And just spend time confessing to the Lord and having that forgiveness just wash over you.
Yeah.
I know we sound a bit somber, but this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's freeing.
It is.
Life is not always about just being jacked up and hyper and whoa. You know, there's this overwhelming just peace
mm-hmm.
that comes from experiencing forgiveness of the Lord and knowing that you don't have to try to self-medicate or numb mm-hmm. constantly.
Yeah. Amen. And y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.